Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Special response team commended for handling of Sheridan standoff. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Tuesday night, the Gillette City Council and community members acknowledged the efforts of 22 officers who serve on the special response team. Following the tragic incident on February 13th in Sheridan, where Sheridan Police Sergeant Nevada Krinke lost his life while attempting to serve a trespass notice, the suspect then barricaded himself in a residence, leading to a standoff with law enforcement. In response to a request from the Sheridan Police Department for assistance, Gillette Police Chief Chuck Deaton dispatched 22 members of the Gillette Police Department's special response team. After an over 30-hour standoff, the suspect fled the home and was shot by police. Chief Deaton thanked all the city staff who worked during those 30 hours to not only assist in Sheridan, but to keep the people of Gillette safe as well. He issued a special thanks to Captain Kelly Algers, who is the commander of the special response team.
Then the next part, I want to also personally thank and recognize Captain Kelly Alger, as he and the team were loading up to make the trip to Sheridan. I gave him an order. I directed him to keep our people safe and to bring them all home. He promised that he would. And he kept that promise.
Council members were generous with their praise and applauded the bravery of the team. Mayor Shea Lundvall said he believes our local police department is the best in the state and that he is so dang proud. For a complete list of law enforcement members who are recognized, visit the City of Gillette Facebook page. Wyoming gets big win in court for coal. Wyoming's coal industry earned a long-awaited legal win yesterday as three Ninth Circuit judges unanimously sided with Wyoming's arguments in support of the continuation of the federal coal leasing program. According to the press release from Governor Mark Gordon's office, the decision vacated a lower court order that reinstated Obama-era coal leasing restrictions and required federal officials to perform duplicative National Environmental Policy Act analysis. Governor Gordon said this ruling is an unequivocal win for our coal industry and a reminder that the Biden administration has to follow the law. The Department of Interior now has one less excuse to thwart its federal coal leasing responsibilities. I appreciate the Attorney General and her staff for their excellent work on this case. The complicated case spanned 7 years and involved conflicting orders issued by former Interior secretaries, in which Secretary Jewell issued an order to cease federal coal leasing and conduct a programmatic environmental statement on the entire coal leasing program. Before that review was complete, Secretary Zinke rescinded the Jewell order so coal leasing could resume. Lastly, Secretary Haaland rescinded the Zinke order. The district court ruled that the Department of Interior needed to conduct additional National Environmental Policy Act analysis before resuming coal leasing under its existing authorities. Wyoming argued that the case was moot because the Zinke order was rescinded by Secretary Haaland. Litigation costs for Wyoming were covered by the Federal Natural Resources Policy Account as directed by Governor Gordon. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.